Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated on Friday as concerns re-emerged around the stability of the banking sector. The Dow fell 385 points or 1.2%. The broader S&P 500 was down 1.1%, with financials down 3.3%, leading all 11 primary sectors lower. FedEx Corporation, however, rallied almost 8% after the economic bellwether posted fiscal third quarter earnings after the close of last Thursday's session that comfortably topped Wall Street estimates. The Nasdaq lost 0.7%, while the small capitalization Russell 2000 index lost 2.6%. Concerns about the banking sector's ability to withstand deposit flight re-emerged on Friday after SVB Financial Group, the holding company of Silicon Valley Bank, announced it had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Separately, the Federal Reserve data released late last week in New York showed banks borrowed a combined $165 billion from the central bank. Most of that borrowing occurred via the Fed's discount window. The fact that the borrowing through the discount window has soared to a record high was adding to the market's concerns about the banking sector. First Republic Bank came under fresh selling pressure on Friday, tumbling almost 33%, as some analysts suggested that moves to resolve the regional lender's liquidity problems had likely come at the cost of a hit to its earnings outlook. Among other regional bank lenders, PacWest Bancorp dropped almost 19% and Western Alliance Bancorp was down over 15%. Reports emerged this morning that the Fed and other major global central banks have announced that they would work to make sure liquidity remains readily available across the global financial system. For the week, the Dow was down 0.2%. However, the S&P 500 gained 1.4%, with the information technology and communication services sectors rising over 5% and almost 7% respectively. The Nasdaq outperformed with a 4.4% gain, recording its best weekly gain since January. Microsoft Corp was up 1.2% on Friday and logging a weekly gain of 12.4% to record the best weekly gain since the period ended the 24th of April 2015. The tech giant was not only a beneficiary of last Friday's closing of Silicon Valley Bank, which prompted investors to seek safety in established tech names, but also benefited from its significant investment in privately held artificial intelligence company OpenAI, which is quickly becoming a household name as its ChatGPT AI model gains in popularity. In US corporate earnings for the week ahead, Foot Locker posts their fourth quarter result tonight and also host an Investor Day. Nike and Tencent Music Group release quarterly results on Tuesday night, while Adobe Inc. and Nvidia Corp. host investor meetings. General Mills and Darden Restaurants release quarterly results on Thursday night, while Chevron Corp. hosts an investor meeting. In US economic data on Friday, industrial production was flat in February, in line with economists' expectations. Separately, the Conference Board's leading economic index fell 0.3% in February, after declining by the same margin in January, and marking the 11th straight monthly decline. And finally, a preliminary reading of the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index dropped to 63.4 in March, down from February's revised reading of 67 and below consensus forecasts for a near unchanged reading. The report noted that sentiment could actually be worse as the survey didn't incorporate the growing US banking crisis, which started a little over a week ago after US regulators took over Silicon Valley Bank. Fresh falls for the banking sector, down 2.6%, led European bourses lower on Friday, with the Pan-European Stoxx 600 index down 1.2%. The index settled with its worst weekly performance since September 2022, down 3.9%. Germany's DAX lost 1.3% on Friday, with Deutsche Bank down 4.8% and Commerzbank down 6.4%. France's CAC lost 1.4%. BNP Paribas on Friday firmly denied any interest in acquiring Dutch investment bank ABN AMRO, following a report by a Dutch newspaper that the two companies had held talks last Northern Hemisphere summer. In Eurozone economic data, a final reading of the Eurozone Consumer Price Index slowed to an 8.5% annualised pace in February from 8.6% in January, in line with the initial estimate and consensus expectations. UBS agreed to acquire fellow Swiss investment bank Credit Suisse for $3.25 billion following a hectic weekend of negotiations brokered by the Swiss regulators. UBS will pay 0.76 Swiss francs per share in its own stock, worth approximately 3 billion Swiss francs, for the 167-year-old bank, up from a bid of 0.25 Swiss francs per share on Sunday, which valued the bank at approximately $1 billion, and that was rejected by the Credit Suisse board. However, the offer remains far below Credit Suisse's closing price on Friday of 1.86 Swiss francs. On Friday, the liquidity outflows and market volatility showed it was no longer possible to restore market confidence, and a swift and stabilising solution was absolutely necessary, Swiss President Alain Berset said at a press conference on Sunday evening. This solution was the takeover of Credit Suisse by UBS. Separately, the Swiss finance minister said, "This is no bailout. This is a commercial solution. The bankruptcy would have had huge collateral damage on the Swiss financial market and with a risk of contagion internationally," adding that the US and UK were very grateful for the solution. They really feared a bankruptcy of Credit Suisse. London's FTSE 100 was down 1% on Friday, despite gains from major miners Anglo American, which gained 1%, and Glencore, which rose 2.2%. However, BT Group dropped over 6% as its Openreach business announced it would postpone the launch of its Equinox 2 pricing deal. The decision followed a two-month delay by telecommunications regulator Ofcom in concluding its investigation into a new Openreach broadband pricing plan. Base metals advanced across the board on the London Metal Exchange on Friday. Copper up 0.7% to be trading just above $3.89 a pound. Nickel gained 0.6%. Aluminium with a 0.3% rise, and zinc up 1.3%. The People's Bank of China on Friday announced a 25 basis point reduction in the reserve requirement ratio for all banks effective from the 27th of March. Separately, the PBOC announces the latest interest rate decision on the key 1 year and 5 year loan prime rates later today. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $2.05 or 1.6% to $126.75 a metric tonne. Gold futures jumped $50.50 or 2.6% to $1,973.50 an ounce, marking the highest settlement since the 18th of April 2022 and extending the yellow metals weekly gain to 5.7%. It was the strongest weekly performance for the yellow metals since April 2020. Oil prices declined on Friday to cap a tough week for crude markets that saw the benchmark contracts settle at 15-month lows and log their worst weekly falls of 2023 to date. WTI fell $1.61 or 2.4% to $66.74 a barrel, the lowest close since the 3rd of December last year, and down 13% for the week. Brent shed $1.73 or 2.3% to $72.97 a barrel, marking its lowest settlement since the 20th of December last year. Brent also dropped almost 12% last week for its worst weekly performance since August last year. Over on bond markets, 10-year Treasury yields dropped 18.5 basis points to 3.395%, extending the benchmark maturity's weekly decline in yield to almost 30 basis points. The 2-year note yield tumbled 28 basis points to 3.85%, extending the short-dated maturity's weekly decline in yield to 74 basis points. Was also down 101 basis points in the past 2 weeks. Those are the biggest declines since October 1987, a period marked by the Black Monday stock market crash. The economic calendar this week sees monetary policy take centre stage, with the Federal Reserve's latest two-day monetary policy meeting concluding on Thursday morning Australian time, with futures markets assigning a 60% probability of a 25 basis point rate increase. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will also conduct a post-meeting press conference. The Bank of England announces its latest interest rate decision on Thursday night and is expected to lift their benchmark rate by 25 basis points to 4.25%. And on the inflation front, Canada's Consumer Price Index for February is slated for release on Tuesday night. The UK CPI and PPI for February are released on Wednesday night, and Japan releases inflation figures on Thursday. And the Australian dollar is buying around 67.1 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.